Have you ever heard of the RAND Corporation? A military-born, government-backed intelligence asset. A critical piece of the puzzle to the Five Eyes. And a so-called research group that operates with over 1,800 researchers, economists, analysts, and intelligence consultants in offices all over the world. They're headquartered in Santa Monica, California. Still funded and still active today. Still quiet. RAND is where hidden global policies get tested and packaged into official research. Untraceable spending, underground military infrastructure, and the justification for surveillance are born. Still helping Five Eyes nations run a surveillance and power infrastructure that the public barely understands until now. The RAND Corporation, in my opinion, these are the real researchers. They are finding the truth, and they are not exposing it to the world. They're finding the real truth about our history, about these locations, about the old world, and they're sharing it with U.S. intelligence. This is not the mainstream academia. It's not the mainstream historians. Not at all. The RAND Corporation, in my opinion, these are the real historians. And now, I want to know what they found. Do you remember when we just found the tunnel in Tokyo that was exposed in 1923 and now no longer in public records? This was all exposed by the RAND Corporation in 1959, with Figure 15, in my opinion, showing yet another picture of them digging the tracks out from underneath the dirt. Old world technology. Finding it under the ground in the early 1900s, meaning that this was here long before, and also meaning that we are supposed to believe that the people of the horse and wagon era, the cowboys and Indians of Japan, were living in sheds and sleeping on hay, and at the same time, needing a train underground. The story that we're told is insane. Finding vault doors underground, documenting electrically interlocked entrances, portals, tunnels, explaining that blast doors electrically interlocked to allow only one of three to be open at any time. And this is all underground. This is all under our feet. And all of it was found by the RAND Corporation in the 1950s. Old world technology. Old world locations, in my opinion. And it only gets more and more shocking. And from the looks of it, it seems like the RAND Corporation, I believe that they were tasked, and still are, with back engineering old world technology. I believe that was their job. Detailing exactly how things operate, with hundreds of figures, so many depictions, with their exact locations. And this slide shows that they have radar capabilities underground. We asked the question long ago, what is going on under our feet? I believe at this point, it's completely beyond our imagination. If I had to guess, based on everything that we've seen, I would say that there's so many cities under our feet, buildings, just like we've been told, connecting all over the earth. It's so much more than just a little tunnel. On RAND.org, we all see that even North Korea is involved, telling us that they would need to search thousands of underground facilities. Thousands. Another RAND Corporation report titled Countering the Risk of North Korean Nuclear Weapons, published in April 2021 on page 14. It states that the United States could also threaten North Korea if it crosses an ICBM or nuclear weapon inventory threshold, or both. Stationing 8 to 10 tactical nuclear weapons capable of destroying deep underground facilities where Kim, their leader, this is where he'd likely hide after using a nuclear weapon. You think North Korea is just over there building thousands of underground facilities? Thousands? Or do you think that they had them already? A place for their leader to hide. And the RAND Corporation, of course, already has them detailed. They know all about them. Again, the true researchers of the old world, of our world, a massive group, the RAND Corporation. This is a massive group that we have now located and they're going to be a huge part of our research moving forward. We're just getting started, especially when we find a map of the USA. Locations that the RAND Corporation was scouting, searching, looking for the old world. Deep underground facilities. Welcome to episode 138 of my lunch break. I hope you're all having a great day. And if you're new, welcome. Are you a yo-yo dieter? You diet, lose weight, but gain it all back, plus a few extra pounds. Then later, you lose it and regain it again and again. It's dangerous. Studies show that can increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and other health problems. Breaking free of your yo-yo diet pattern is a main reason. Doctors created Lean. Lean is a supplement, not an injection, and you don't need a prescription. The science behind Lean is impressive. It's studied. Natural ingredients target weight loss in three powerful ways. Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar. It helps control appetite and cravings. And it helps burn fat by converting fat into energy. Listen, if you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, if you want to lose meaningful weight at a healthy pace, Lean was created for you. Let's get you started with 20% off when you enter MLB20 at TakeLean.com. That's code MLB20 at TakeLean.com. And get started today. I want to thank all of our sponsors over on Patreon. Thank you to FlatEarthDave.com. You can check out his app, the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac app. I'll put the link right in the description. And you can use my referral code, MLB. If you click the Tartaria button, you'll see the My Lunch Break playlist right here. The app is awesome. Thank you to Rebecca Kay, David and Sherry Ferguson, Chuck Templeton, Joy Lee, Stephanie Nolan, the Burlesons, Edwin Rice, Charles Kruger, Dan Woodall, Dale, DJ Clicktrack, Jacob Law, Jim Ribley and Christine Duggan, Kyle Glasscock, PKTFnews.org, Ben Dries NL, Natalie Shipanoff, Melissa Edgar, Biggles, Clayton Lamar, Wiltask Homestead, John Adams, Robert Zozolins, Attila Power, Forbidden Gecko Love, Justin Grobner Grubb, Leah Strong, Dakota Dunn, Jason Hochberg, Marie C., Michael Dingyu, Patriot Armory, Tom O'Hara, C3SCOB, Jeffrey Temple, SonyaDane.com, James Alt, Buxui, Jason Press, Suki Warrior, We the People, Migs, Mark Chapman, Muji and Declan, Ariana Oates, Nathan Burba, Ski, Beacon of Truth, Liberty's Arborist, Thomas Thorpe Peterson, Zinger Coffee and Tea, EvelynMcGregor.com, Emily Marilyn, Curious Cat, Mike D, etc., Dan McGee, Lori Hedvig Johnson, Ellie Annie, Seth Crago, Glenn Gunderson, Mousy's Mouse Cheese Records, Robert's Brain is Gone, Extreme Reality Check, Late for Dinner, Iolo Goncalves, Blake, William Richard Jeffries V, Dax Bilchek and Son, Dylan Mugenberg, Leonard Insolacro, Robert Petro, Cats Hill, Susie Q, Yark 143, Kitty Kitties, GOL, Doc Halo, Kenneth Putt, Brenna Fernandez, Paraduction, Necrodemonics, A&W Kerrigan, Tim Skin, Rod Wah, Sweetest of Peas, Corbin Mechanical, Buck, VKH Bonner, Breaking Bigfoot, Road Warrior, Bruce Latour, Codrenth, David and Irene, Al Pisano, Ivan Apocaly, Ardra Rogers, Brazawayan, Armin Walker, Ivan Apocaly, Kinda Classy, Kinda Chola, Maybell, When He Set a Compass Upon the Face of the Depth, Laurel L. Burnett, Hoppy Johns, Summer Chambers, D. Woods, John and Carlo, Bill, Vince Moreno, Flat Earth Herbs, The Lady Lacey Show, Sven Eric, Aaron Webb, Sean Phillips, Ducks, MDF TFV, Annika Joyce, The Arnolds, Henry's Mom, Gabriel Spark, D. Duolot, Leonardo Lynx, Suez KC, Bradford's Donkey Wagon Deluxe, Ernijo, Lucy, Kibba Shaba in the Darkness. You guys are all awesome and helping this channel out a lot. Logan County, Illinois. You made the short list of locations that the RAND Corporation was very interested in, and most likely still is today. Deep underground construction was not just conceptual, but geographically targeted, finding bases that could survive nuclear. strikes, just like we've seen, or attacks, bombs and natural events, hosts large-scale logistics or command systems, and operate independently for extended periods of time underground. This is the exact same thing we just saw inside the mountain complexes, where they are all self-sufficient. It's all the same. There are so many locations all over the world that were created to sustain life in case of a massive event. Why is this? And did this event already happen? I do believe so. I don't know how many times this happens, but I'm guessing another event's coming because these people are not done using these locations. I believe that the initial reason for these locations was preparing for the release after his 1,000 years were over. It's all very interesting. Did he come out of that pit and start torching everything and the old world prepared for it? You tell me. Logan County. And I knew this place sounded familiar because we actually went to Logan County back in episode 44 on October 21st, 2023. And it's incredible how this research just goes deeper and deeper. Little did we know that the Rand Corporation marked this town on August 4th, 1960. As one of the 12 geographically targeted locations capable or already has a deep underground base underneath the town. Logan County, according to the ISGS coal mine maps, sits over extensive coal seams and limestone strata, which is perfect for underground chambers. And we know this, perfect for tunneling and deep excavation. What is underneath Logan County right now as we speak? And what's in these other 11 locations that are pinned by the Rand Corporation and the U.S. government? Are these locations all connected underground? And not even these towns know about it. I could be wrong, but I would bet that the Logan County officials don't even know about this document. A document that pinned their county as one of 12 U.S. destinations for underground chambers, deep underground bases, targeted. And the part that really makes me think that something actually happened in these 12 locations, something was found and things under their feet were expanded on without anybody knowing about it, is because they are perfect locations for this. And there is no public confirmation in the document that any of the 12 locations were constructed. They supposedly never moved forward with any of the 12 perfect locations for their underground chambers. And why is it that I don't believe that at all? Why do I think that they executed the plan in each and every single one of those 12 locations pinned on the map? Why do I think that? We have documented evidence that Rand recommended 12 strategic underground locations to the U.S. government, pinning them as candidate sites, disguising it all and moving forward militarily. This wouldn't shock me at all. And what is underneath Logan County, as well as the other 11 sites, I believe would blow all of our minds today. A little town off the grid with no idea that massive military complexes, they might just be under their feet right now. It's the perfect location, the perfect materials. This is documented. We have the 12 locations pinned by the Rand Corporation, one of which is, of course, Anderson County, Tennessee, where Anderson County, as we all know, is home to the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. And what happened here? Anything important? Let's show that these 12 sites are very important. And there isn't nothing going on. This location was established by the Army Corps of Engineers as part of the engineer works in 1942 on isolated farmland as part of the Manhattan Project. And what is the Manhattan Project? This is a scientific and military project involving the five eyes, over 130,000 people, and supposedly produced two types of bombs with key scientists, including J. Robert Oppenheimer, where they just made a movie on him, and also Enrico Fermi, where the Fermi Lab, CERN's sister, was named after him, located right next to Geneva, Illinois, where CERN is also located in Geneva, Switzerland. The Fermi Lab was a central figure in the Manhattan Project as well. It's all connected. But Anderson County, Tennessee, one of Rand's 12 locations, home to Oak Ridge, one of the most important secretive Manhattan Project sites, was built from scratch and kept off the maps. Underground labs, underground facilities, and we know that this is there. Meaning that one of the 12 sites that were marked as potential or possible, we have proof that it was not a planned thing. This was already there. They weren't going to begin constructing anything. I believe that they found things underground and marked these locations. And we know Rand went there and investigated these sites because it literally says it right there. And we know all of this because Rand was created after the Manhattan Project. They already knew that the Oak Ridge had underground operations taking place. These were not proposed installations. These were coded maps pointing to old world sites, in my opinion. And this is shocking. Where I believe they didn't just create the Rand Corporation after the Manhattan Project for no reason. I believe that they created it because of it. To continue looking into subterranean infrastructure, underground military locations, and old world sites and technology. Now that we've unlocked Logan County and Anderson County, let's go even further. Let's take a minute and thank all of our badge members, all of our Patreons, and every single subscriber, and everybody who likes the episodes. Thank you for subscribing and liking. If you all didn't do that from the beginning, we would have never uncovered this information today. We are forming an awesome team here. Our community is growing in size and in knowledge, and we are just getting started. We are on YouTube, Rumble, X, Instagram, TikTok, and Spotify. If you're looking for even more content from us, going back to the list that we were given, we've covered the first two. So we see in Napa County, California, according to globalsecurity.org, Napa, a secret underground installation is used by the U.S. government for continuity of government in case of an attack or other disasters. Other disasters? Is this not exactly what we've been talking about? A heavily protected facility. Old railroad tunnels, of course. Large bunkers have been detected. Large doors, giants, and an underground facility. This is incredible. This has now become a pattern. And once we find patterns, we know to go further. We've been doing this for years now. So let's move to number four. Yakima County, Washington. A U.S. Army training facility was established in this location after the map was created. Built in 1970, where its function was to intercept satellite and microwave transmissions, including phone calls, emails, and as a node in the Five Eyes Echelon Surveillance Network. It's literally all connected. All of it. The Five Eyes are involved with the Rand Corporation in the underground tunnels and the security networks, where James Bamford and others have confirmed that this location processed millions of people's communication per hour, both foreign and domestic communication, where it officially closed in 2013. We promise. Where it's still off limits to the public and the press. So you tell me, you think that place is closed or what? So at this point, do you think Logan County has nothing going on? Let's keep going. Moving to number five on the map that the Rand Corporation gave us. Colorado, Garfield County is home to Project Rulison. We are all told that this project was aimed to use nuclear explosions for peaceful purposes, like releasing natural gas from deep rock. The problem is that we already know that this location is pinned as a perfect location for underground activity. So when we see that they blew things up underground in this county, we can now ask, was this to create a massive underground city? We are told that 40 kilotons of explosives were used for friendly purposes. No. Detonating a 40 kiloton nuclear device beneath Garfield County, Colorado. This is nearly three times the yield of Hiroshima. All to release natural gas? I don't believe so at all. Every time we see this from now on, we're gonna know that this is most likely to produce underground cities. saying that they're releasing natural gas. This is why they need explosives underground. We're never going to forget that. And we've just unlocked another key. The blast is documented to have created a subterranean chamber of 400 feet wide. Do you think it was only 400 feet? Or do you think that they created an underground city in this location? This is getting so interesting. One thing is for sure is that this happened. And they now have a massive permanent cavity in this location. In a location that was deemed as perfect for underground activity. And yet again, another pattern was found today. Locations that will never be unseen. And after all of this, seeing that these sites all turned out to be military locations, the ones that the RAND Corporation pinned on the map, do you really think that nothing happened in Logan County? Do you think that they just left that one alone? Or do you think that that's the one that they constructed something that the public will never know about? Something under the town's feet that is and always will be off limits to the public. I believe these 12 sites were pinned for a reason. I think these locations were perfect, just like they told us. And I believe they acted on it, without a doubt. I think Logan County has no idea what is below their feet. And I don't think these are the only 12. I think it's the whole world. And we're just beginning to see how massive the old world was and what they were really capable of and where this research is heading. I think the stories that we've all been told, I think they're for babies. And the reality of this place that we live is for the people that want to know the truth and are actively looking for it. Because it's out there. It's all out there. And it's waiting for you to find it. And we are just getting started.